First Fruits, an Apostolic Perspective, Chapter 17, Supernatural Corporate Provision. Through God's supernatural power, the faithful giving from one singular person has the capacity to exponentially multiply and meet a huge corporate need. The example of the man from Baal Shalisha. A particular man offered first fruits of 20 barley loaves and fresh ears of grain to the prophet Elisha during a time of economic famine with amazing results. When Elisha returned to Gilgal, there was a famine in the land. As the sons of the prophet were sitting before him, he said to his servants, "Put on the large pot and boil stew for the sons of the prophets." Then one went out into the field to gather herbs and found a wild vine and gathered from it his lap full of wild goats and came and sliced them into the pot of stew, for they did not know what they were. So they poured it out for the men to eat. As they were eating of the stew, they cried out and said, "O man of God, there is death in the pot." And they were unable to eat. But he said, "Now bring meal." And he threw it into the pot and said, "Pour it out for the people that they may eat." Then there was no harm in the pot. Now a man came from Baal Shalisha and brought the man of God bread of first fruits, 20 loaves of barley, and fresh ears of grain in his sack. And he said, "Give them to the people that they may eat." His attendant said, "What, will I set this before 100 men?" But he said, "Give them to the people that they may eat. For thus says the Lord, they shall eat and have some left over." So he set it before them, and they ate and had some left over according to the word of the Lord. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 38 to 44. Elisha instructed that a pot of stew be made for 100 of his spiritual sons, the sons of the prophets, who were under his direct oversight. So here we have the context of a spiritual father with his spiritual sons. Food is symbolic of doctrine. The imagery of the pot of stew could allude to the doctrine being prepared to be imparted to sons. One of the prophets, not being instructed to, went out into an open field and gathered wild goats to add to the stew. The term wild suggests that the goats were unknown and untested and thus considered unfit for human consumption. This symbolizes erroneous doctrine, which some spiritual sons go out looking for without the awareness of their spiritual oversight, to add to the already tested and tried blend of doctrine provided by their spiritual fathers. This contaminates the entire pot, the entire body of doctrine. A little leaven leavens the entire lump. Elisha threw meal into the pot to arrest the poison and thereby neutralizing its lethal effect. It was the meal from the hand of Elisha that prevented the poison in the stew from killing the sons of the prophets. Meal was fine flour used as a basic ingredient for bread, and thus represents the word of God, which comes from Elisha, the spiritual father, over the sons of the prophets. Greater care and obedience are required from sons in heeding the words released from their spiritual father. This will arrest the attempts of the enemy to poison them, intending to potentially negate the fulfillment of their calling and assignments in God. This was a context in which Elisha trained other prophets, fine-honing and sharpening their prophetic capacity, and obviously imparting grace through God's word. This context would no doubt provide a source of tremendous spiritual nourishment and spiritual enrichment to the nation. To this rich spiritual reservoir of grace within an environment of fatherhood and sonship, a man gave 20 loaves of bread and a sack of fresh grain as first fruits to Elisha, the man of God. Realizing the need for food because of the famine in the land, Elisha instructs that the 20 loaves be distributed among the 100 men. The bread multiplied and there was even some left over. First fruits in the hands of an anointed and spiritually sensitive leader will ensure that the needs of the people are met. Imagine if this man withheld his first fruits. The principle here is that the receipt of first fruits by your spiritual father has the capacity to release an abundant supply, both naturally and spiritually, upon the entire corporate community of true sons in the house. One man's first fruits met the needs of a whole group of people. When this offering was channeled to and through the accurate recipient, who was not governed by personal greed, but sensitive enough to realize that this should be distributed to a corporate context in deep need. The man who gave these first fruits to Elisha was from Baal Shalisha, meaning thrice great Lord. Hence, a reference to first fruits as reflective of the triune nature of God and a key facet and foundational component of threefold giving. The number 20 is significant. It denotes expectancy. 20 is one short of 21. 21 is 3 multiplied by 7. 3 denotes divine perfection. 7 denotes spiritual perfection. Hence, his first fruits were an expression of his level of expectancy that divine and spiritual perfection is pursued. What is amazing about this narrative is that this man from Baal Shalisha had first fruits to offer in a time of famine. Famine suggests that there were no crops to harvest in the first place, yet this man had a harvest from which he is offering his first fruits. This man probably practiced the giving of first fruits perpetually, and the associated first fruits blessings kept him well provided for during depressed economic times. Also, this man models the principle that economic recessions, stroke famines, are not legitimate reasons to stop giving, especially first fruits. His economic context and external conditions did not dictate his financial behavior. His understanding of biblical principles did. During periods of personal, local, national, or global economic collapse, your commitment to observe first fruits and other expressions of giving must be maintained in a spirit resolved to obey God as his bond servant, with great faith and without fear. This is key to your spiritual and financial well-being, as well as that of others. Your singular obedience to the first fruits principle could very well be the act that sustains a host of other sons during times of economic famine, in brackets, as reflected in the narrative above. One person's financial obedience can supply a multiplicity of needs. Our personal and private obedience must be done with a corporate mindset. This man's first fruits, far more than simply preserved the physical lives of 100 sons of the prophets, there was also preservation of what they represented as a prophetic company. If these sons of the prophets, together with Elisha, had starved to death, the prophetic dimension stewarded by Elisha would have ceased. This had to be sustained, and was so through one man's first fruit offering. We are doing something far more than natural when we give first fruits. We are establishing a protective mechanism around key facets of spiritual realities, some of which we might be unaware of. This miracle is the Old Testament counterpart of the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000 in the New Testament. In both instances, an offering from one person to God activated the supernatural multiplication of what was given, and the abundant provision for a significantly large corporate need. In both instances, the administration of the resource offered was done by sincere apostolic type father figures. Elisha functioned in double of the fatherly grace of his spiritual father, Elijah. The 12 apostles who distributed the bread and the fish to heads of households sitting in groups of 50 on a hill were also types of apostolic fathers, ministering grace to other fatherly heads who led their households. Reflect. The account of the first fruits offered by the man from Baal Shalisha is a powerful case study. What key principles can you extract from this?